Hello, sisters, and welcome back to another episode here on the Intentional Mom Life with Jesus podcast. I'm your host, Sasha Star Robertson, and today we are talking about meal planning. If you struggle with meal planning, if you say you have no time to meal plan, then you are most certainly going to want to dive in to this episode because we are about to simplify your life. Welcome to the Intentional Mom Life with Jesus podcast. Do you desire balance and want to glorify God with your life? Are you often up late at night conflicted between whether you accomplished enough or you were present enough with your kids? Do you wake up with big, ambitious goals only to feel overwhelmed by all the things on your to-do list? Hi, I'm Sasha Star Robertson. I know the weight of that stay-at-home mom life. It can feel like a burden to stay on top of things when you don't know how to manage your time and struggle to read your Bible. You want structure, a routine that flows, and a little time to pursue things for yourself without mom guilt. But you keep telling yourself, there's no time, and I can't find a good schedule. Well, sister, you've found the solution. On this podcast, you'll find encouragement to help you live rooted and grounded in Christ, time management tips for busy moms, and mindset shifts to help you feel organized, productive, and peaceful, focusing on what matters most. So grab your cold brew or kombucha and strap those kiddos into the car seat, and let's jump into today's episode. My sweet client and friend Kamala has gone through the Fresh Start a second time. She was in this first cohort that we did this year in 2024 and left this review recently. She said, "This is my second time walking through the Fresh Start program, and I am blessed again by having the space and direction to evaluate my life, to recognize what is most important in this season with creating a just right for me customized schedule with an amazing community of Christian sisters, and with a gift of Sasha's loving heart, brilliant mind, and faithful commitment to helping me live my best life." I am truly so proud of Kamala and the way that she has used not just the Fresh Start, but all the stuff that she has learned in the last couple of years to really nail mom life and her career as a writer. She has become successful in her efforts and her pursuits, and it's just been incredible to watch. And I know just how much the Fresh Start, not only this year but last year, has been such an impact, right, in her making that happen. And so I want to let you know that if you missed this first cohort of the Fresh Start this year, don't fret. We are starting another one at the end of March. Yes, in just a couple of weeks. But I've got a super special surprise about this next one that we are starting in a way that you can come in with an incredible bang for your buck, with tons of value, with bonuses, and at a very, very special price point. So we're going to dive in to the meat and potatoes of this episode. And then at the end, I'm going to share with you a little bit more details. Okay. But today's episode is all about meal planning. And I have to say, I hear from a lot of moms that meal planning and prepping is a struggle and a weakness, something you'd like to get under wraps, or maybe you don't even know that it's something that needs to be shifted, but you know the weight of not meal planning and prepping. Point of view, you look at the clock, you notice it's 4 or 5 p.m., and you have no idea what's for dinner. Or maybe one of your kids or your spouse has already asked, "Hey mom, what's for dinner?" And you think, "Ugh, how should I know?" As you scour the fridge, the freezer, the pantry, looking for something that you can whip up before submitting to takeout again. Or maybe you have a focus on health and or finances this season, and the healthy options and increasing food costs at your favorite local eateries are just not cutting it. They're not helping you create the results that you're desiring in your health or finances this year. It is time, sister, to get your food plan and prep game going. Am I right? Can I get an amen? But I know the weight of it. I know it can seem like a lot to take on if it's not something that you're used to, or it can feel like something you've tried again and again and just have not found success in. So number one, I want to encourage you that it doesn't have to be complicated. We can easily discount this part of our week or monthly routine by saying it's complicated, but it truly, truly does not have to be. In fact, not meal planning is what makes the meal times complicated, right? It's like a flip or backwards metaphor, if you will. Because when we're waiting to the last minute to figure out what's for dinner, we keep dinner in our frontal lobe, this thinking part of our brain, where it takes complex thought. But when we make a plan ahead of time, we can get the meal plan, meal times into our basal ganglia or our habit or executive function part of our brain. We can save the thinking part of our brain for those important family dinner table conversations. Not only that, but it helps us to live healthier and save money by not going out to eat. And we're not spending those unneeded funds and consuming unnecessary calories from a restaurant. You can simplify your meal plan by making it and tailoring it from your family's favorite foods. This is an incredible tip, okay? Consider creating a meal plan for even just a week and then wash and repeat or copy and paste and doing it the next month or the next week, right? I've been doing this since October of last year, and it has been so incredibly helpful. So I'm going to walk you through what this process looks like. First, I want you to print out a blank monthly calendar. Fill in any special dates that come up, like maybe a time where you're going to be out of town, or you know it's your anniversary and you're going to go out to dinner, or you're going to host a family over for dinner, right? Anything that's going to make the dinner time a little bit different or special. And then next is to consider your family's favorite meals. For us, it includes tacos almost every Tuesday, right? If it's Tuesday and we're ever like, what's for dinner? That's not even a question, okay? Because it's Tuesday. It's tacos or taco salad or taco bowls or something of that nature. Another idea is pizza every Friday, right? But it's what is tailored to your family, what your family enjoys. Okay, fill in each day of the week and consider leaving a day each week for leftovers. And then once you have this, you're going to just copy that week and repeat it the next week, each week throughout the entire month. And sometimes we'll even swap every other week. Like one Saturday is spaghetti and the next Saturday is sausage and shrimp or another family favorite. But it makes it so there's one day a week that there's a change in routine, or maybe 2 days a week that you're going to do an every other kind of a thing, okay? Again, it does not have to be complicated. The next thing that I want to share is that it doesn't have to take a lot of time. A lot of moms will say, I don't have time to meal plan, or I don't have time to meal prep. And I want to say that planning can go very, very quickly if you allow yourself to simplify it. I just mentioned the family's favorite foods list, right? This is the great tip that I had mentioned, is to create a list of your family's favorite foods. Bring a sheet of paper with you to dinner one night as you're sitting at the table with your family and ask everyone, every member of your family, what's your favorite food? And then write them all down. Take this list and put it inside of a kitchen cabinet door. And then refer to it each week or each month when you sit down to plan. Include your family's favorite meals in that plan. Just like we're not going to overcomplicate it, it doesn't need to take a lot of time. You can take 15 to 30 minutes max to plan your menu for the week or the month. Refer back to it weekly before you go do your grocery shopping or make that grocery list, right? Refer to your pantry, refer to your fridge. And then make sure that you just have a little bit of time each week to sit and review that list. Make sure you're getting the groceries for it. So when you sit down to prepare at dinner time, or maybe you have a bigger prep day one day a week, that you have everything you need. So in conclusion, taking these front-end steps of creating your family's favorite foods list and then taking a few minutes each week to plan, copy and pasting that weekly plan to the whole month can be so incredibly helpful. Relieves so much headache in the long run and allows you to show up more present with your family before and during mealtimes each and every day. Sisters, I hope this episode has blessed you. But like I mentioned in the beginning, I want to share a little bit more about this opportunity that you have to come into the Fresh Start later this month. And if this episode has blessed you, if you're like, yes, I get to get on top of this meal planning and meal prepping game, my friend Robin, who is the creator of the Healthy Weight Loss Academy, has a module in there called Becoming a Meal Prep Boss. And it includes some tips similar to this, but so much more. And this is just one of six different weekly modules that she has in her course, the Healthy Weight Loss Academy. And if you've been around for any amount of time, I hope that you have heard me talk and share about the Fresh Start. It's the Simplify Your Life and Schedule course that I have created. It's 6 weeks walking you through gathering a ton of information about your life, about the way that you operate, about so many different things to create a schedule that has you showing up in all the areas that really matter to you. As you show up peacefully and productively and present in each area of life that matters to you in this season, okay? So when you have this opportunity to come into the Fresh Start later this month, it also includes Robin's Healthy Weight Loss Academy. We are creating a bundle for you guys where you can get both of these courses together. It also comes with a plethora of bonuses, including a 3-part mini series podcast to get organized and intentional in your home and your health. It's incredible, and it's exclusive only to the ladies who come in through this bundle. We also have each a collection of masterclasses from the vault that we are giving you guys lifetime access to. And so you're going to want to be on this wait list because the cart is only going to open for 72 hours later this month. So if you want to be notified when the cart opens, if you want all the juicy details about this bonus, about this bundle and all the bonuses, you are going to want to visit intentionalabundance.life/healthy and join the waitlist. The link is in the show notes as usual. And sisters, we have created this bundle because we are both so incredibly passionate about living an intentional life. And that includes health being a part of your intentional life. All from a place of Jesus focus, all from a place of faithful foundations. And so if you're listening to this podcast, I already know this is for you. And so get on that wait list, and I cannot wait to see you on the inside, sister. God bless. Sisters, if this episode blessed you, would you please share it with a friend? I know you have mama friends that are also struggling in this meal prep game, and I know that these steps can be so simplified and take a little amount of time. Also, I really hope that you go down, click in the show notes, that link, to get on the waitlist for this intentional and healthy woman bundle that Robin and I are putting together, because you are not going to want to miss this. The price, like I said, it's a steal, girl. See you on the inside.